This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, we have breaking news now from Channel 9. Let's see if we can get Brian on the program.
What's going on?
Listen to this. Kansas City crews just rescued a woman clinging to a tree in floodwaters. Go to Channel 9's webpage. A woman held onto tree branches for at least half an hour in rushing water as Kansas City crews worked to rescue her. They responded to the area of, Sam, look this up, 717 West 101st Terrace. That's either Leawood or... Eh, that's a little south of there.
That would be Indian Creek Trail.
When they arrived, they found a woman clinging to branches as the water quickly rose and flowed around her. They were eventually able to take a raft out and safely bring her to land. Firefighters assisted her out of the raft, and she walked away from the floodwaters with their support. What is going on out there?
Well, the ground is saturated, as we mentioned in the last segment. And the rain does not stop. It is still raining. Based on what I just saw on Facebook Reels from Brian Busby, it is still raining up in Leavenworth.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. She is literally clinging to life. Where did you know where that is? We're going to get Busby. Where is 717 West 101st? That's got to be Indian Creek.
Okay, hang on.
No, it is. It's right next to Jasper's.
I was going to ask.
That's the Rock Mill area. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's Busby calling in on the hotline.
Goodness.
Hello, Mr. Busby.
Hello.
Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Well, we're fine. What is going on? And
what do you mean?
Well, was it that, Brian, today the ground was already so saturated? Is that why we're seeing such flash flooding? Because where I live, it rained, but it didn't rain like it rained last week.
Correct. We have 10 inches of rain, which is a quarter of the entire year for Kansas City in selected areas. And the radar estimates I'm seeing are at least 2 to 3 inches, mainly in Johnson County. So the usual suspects didn't have time to recover.
You know, I wonder, Brian, we talk all the time about turn around, don't drown. And I think people generally understand that. I mean, I know we still see people making mistakes, but generally you understand that during a flash flooding event, you don't go out. I wonder on our end if we need to do a better job of reminding people in the week after a severe flash flooding event that if round two comes, you know, this can happen very quickly. We've had one death near 151st and Knoll, and a second water rescue just now near 101st.
Was it a 60-plus-year-old woman?
She was out on a walk. Mm-hmm. She was out on a walk.
Out on a walk, yeah.
You know, people just have a tough time understanding the power of nature, period, whether we're talking wind. So it was just a 50-mile-an-hour wind, yeah, but if a branch falls down and gets on somebody, I mean, that could cause some sort of injury. In water, very, very, very strong, especially when it's starting to come through with the rapids that we saw at Brush Creek, Indian Creek, Turkey Creek, the usual suspects that are first to succumb to flooding. And we had two things going on. Flash flooding, which is where it rises quickly and then recedes quickly. But as you mentioned, Dana, because we're coming off a 10-plus inch rainfall, we have had no time to recover. And think about this past weekend. First of all, we had rain yesterday and more clouds, so we didn't have much sunshine. We certainly did not get as warm as I think every forecast was going for, and I'll be the first to admit that today is not going to be as warm as everybody was going for. And because we did have an overcast sky with more rain coming in, there was no way the ground was going to dry out sufficiently.
Did I hear you right to say that last week on Thursday night, there are some parts of the Kansas City metro that received a quarter of the amount of rain they would get in an entire year?
Yeah. Kansas City gets about 44 inches of rain or precipitation, whether you're talking about melting down snow, et cetera. So about 44 inches, 46 inches a year. And Lake Quivira, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the one that everybody was quoting, 10.6, 10.8. So that's about a quarter of the entire year.
Yeah. We got 8.7. And I don't live far from Lake Quivira. We got 8.7 in Western Shawnee.
Well, that's because Boo Boo Cakes, let me tell you, that unfortunately the dome did not last.
It did not. The dome did not work, Brian. It did not work. All right. What are we looking at? I just saw you were on Facebook Reels. And there's still rain coming down up north. Is that correct? Leavenworth, Atchison, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. There's one more batch. This one's not as heavy, not as strong, hopefully not as long-lasting. But again, it's right on the heels of the previous one. We haven't had much sunshine. So there may be some more ponding. There may be some more isolated incidents of more flooding. But, you know, I hope this breaks. The trouble is, I mean, there's always a silver lining in that. We do have at least less in the way of heat to deal with today. Now, once the sun comes back out and the humidity is so high with all this moisture on the ground, it's going to feel like a sauna when the sun does come out and temperatures get into those upper 80s and low 90s. But yeah, we have another batch that's coming down.
Good times. All right, Brian. Hey, always appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks.
Not a problem, guys. Take care.
All right. Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby joining us on the KMBZ Hotline. Speaking of drowning, sadly, two men have drowned at the Lake of the Ozarks over the weekend. According to reports from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a man was riding in a kayak at the Lake of the Ozarks in Possum Hollow Cove. When his kayak overturned, he never resurfaced.
Because all of the waterways are swollen, right? I mean, the Ozarks is a beast in and of itself.
Yeah, Well, I don't know. I haven't been to the Lake of the Ozarks since I was in my 20s.
It scares me
to
death.
Could have gotten caught onto something. Who knows?
Yeah.
By the way, I have confirmed on the map that is roughly 101st and Warnell, and there are a lot of homeless people who live in that area.
We do not know if she was homeless, but one of the water rescues last week was in that area, and it was a similar situation where the water just came up so fast. And they had to go in and rescue him. So
I used to drive through there every single day, and you get to know the people who are hanging out on the street corners, you know, not having conversations with them, but you see the same people every single day. Mm. And I know for a fact that there was one lady that lost her dog in the flood last year and ended up getting a new dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.